A group of protesters are occupying Villawood Detention Centre in Sydney in response to the potential deportation of an Iraqi refugee. The man, known as Saeed to the public, arrived in 2012 and faces persecution if sent back to his home country. After his refugee visa expired, Saeed has spent the past 3 years in detention centres between Sydney and Melbourne. Wire reporter Miles Holbrook-Walk attended the vigil with additional reporting by Amelia Navasquez.
Like, you have to pull him up on that, and she did. And she was like, you can't do this, it's illegal, you can't pay me $10 an hour. And they're like, okay, well, good luck finding another job then.
Where is she working?
Well, now she does have another job.
These are the sounds of the vigil held at the main gate of Villawood Detention Centre. Some 15 people are camped outside the main gates and are caught in a standoff with security, all in support of a man seeking asylum. Saeed.
Do you mind telling me your name and why you're here?
My name's Carlos. We're here to block a deportation of an innocent man back to his country of origin.
The protesters have been camped here in Villawood, taking shifts in rotation for the past 10 nights, and have carefully coordinated their intervention using messaging system WhatsApp. But the online medium isn't the extent of their protesting tactics.
Block the van legally by blocking the driveway itself, not letting them leave. We've also planned actions later on that might not be able to specify itself, hoping that it will put pressure on various different groups to stop the deportation.
With increased security around Villawood, many of those involved in the protests are working in long rotating shifts across the 10 nights, and so far, 4 have been arrested.
Villawood previously, before this occupation, have noted that there were no security guards at the main gate. When we initially started protesting here, there were 2 security guards, and they've now amped that up to 4 at the main gate.
Saeed is not his real name, though. It's one of many things that have been concealed to protect his identity. Alison Battison is Saeed's lawyer and explained his legal situation to The Wire.
So Saeed remains in detention in Villawood in Sydney. He remains on the list of persons who are to be deported as soon as possible. I've had no further communications from the department regarding a date or a potential time period in which that would happen. I continue to communicate with the Iraqi embassy regarding Saeed's travel documents, which I think is a major point of concern in this whole process.
Saeed's deportation was already meant to happen, though. However, ongoing health issues meant that flying could put his very life at risk, and so he still remains at Villawood.
Saeed was on a hunger strike for approximately 3 weeks. I saw him during that, and at the end of that, he started eating last week. But he was very frail, very, very frail, and had aged significantly. But he remains incredibly scared, frightened and anxious. He doesn't really understand what's going on.
What's unique about Saeed's case is that he and his brother arrived together and under the same conditions, though his brother's case was approved and his was denied. Battison believes that there are some technical issues within the system that make it hard for people to seek asylum and to have their requests for asylum approved.
He and his brother arrived at the same time on the same boat. Their asylum application profile is very, very similar, almost as similar as you could possibly get. The way the system works, which is problematic, is that each person's, it's an individual assessment, and it's done by an individual assessor. So Saeed's brother would have had one assessor, and Saeed would have had another one. So one assessor decided that those facts were worthy of granting asylum status, and another assessor decided that they weren't.
Julian Burnside, QC from Melbourne, has long opposed the Australian government's handling of asylum seekers and believes it's the government's responsibility to fix the claims processes.
Since 2013, we've said that any person who arrives in Australia as a boat person seeking protection from persecution, those people will be taken by force against their will to offshore detention. And we do this at incredible expense. It costs the Australian economy approximately $500,000 per year per person to lock people up in detention offshore.
Burnside also believes Saeed's case speaks to how the government and opposition have treated asylum seeker policy recently.
Labor and the coalition between them have got the numbers to carry any nasty legislation through both houses, and they will. Minister Dutton, who in my opinion is a criminal, has made it very clear that he will mistreat anyone who comes his way, and it's very hard to expect any sort of decency in the treatment of people like Saeed.
The Australian Border Force has told The Wire in a statement,
"This individual has had their claims for protection carefully assessed. Their application was refused by the department and affirmed as refused through an independent merits review process. Their appeals to the federal court and the full bench of the federal court were also rejected. It is now expected that they should depart Australia."
While Border Force are adamant that Saeed will be deported, the protesters are refusing to stand down.
"As long as we can sustainably do so."
Could it be months?
Months, years, it doesn't matter. As long as they don't have their freedom, none of us are free.
That was Carlos, a protester from Villawood, ending that report by Miles Holbrook-Walk and Amelia Navasquez.